This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Korean culture is everywhere right now.
On your screen, in your playlist, and probably on your dinner table too.
You're listening to K-Talk on ORFM.
Your no pressure, all fun dive into Korean culture with Gen Z's.
Good evening at home to the listeners. I'm William.
I'm Rosella.
And today we're going to be talking all about K-dramas.
Yeah, so this is definitely my strong subject. For those at home, I think we may have touched base on this actually last episode, how I might have a slight addiction to K-dramas.
We did.
Yes.
It's William, a problem.
It's not really. It's actually living my best life. let's not judge too hard, all right? Well, right, in the cheap seat. No, I'm just kidding.
I've got that problem in the making, so I can't talk.
Of?
Being obsessed with K-drama.
No, okay, so we're going to come back to this at the end of the episode, and you guys can judge whether Will's problem is that he doesn't watch enough.
Yes.
Or if he doesn't watch maybe average amount. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's not enough.
Let's... We'll figure out what's normal as we talk.
Mine's normal. Anyway.
I beg to differ.
No judgment. Judgment-free zone. Yeah. All right? Let's just get into it. So today, like, we're kind of breaking our episodes down into, like, five-ish kind of segments. The first four segments are going to be only four K-dramas me and Will have watched that are the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've only watched four. We've both watched four. You've watched many, many more, but there's only four that we've both watched. So we want to cover them in detail.
So we have quite different takes and different taste as well as that.
We do.
On what we're into, as in as far as it goes K-drama-wise. But, like, let's get into that in a minute. Let's just go over what our five categories are. So, like, the first four are the four K-dramas that me and Will have seen. So that is Crash Landing on You, Queen of Tears, Business Proposal, Squid Game, and then lastly, what we're going to be going over is what Will likes to call was my problem. I don't think it's a problem, though, actually, in saying that. That's for everyone to judge at home if I have a problem or not. Exactly. But let's get back to that one. Anyway, carrying on. Starting with, Will, introduce us. Because you're a baby when it comes to this stuff.
Introduce us.
What our first subject, Crash Landing on
our
You.
Our first subject is Crash Landing on You.
It is.
This one's a good one to talk about first because it's massively critically acclaimed. I think it's very popular. From what I've seen, this is one people like.
So Will is still watching this.
I'm still watching this one.
To give some context.
I am, yeah.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
My view on it is, I loved it. Just for anyone who's planning on watching it or is watching it, there may be some spoilers, which I will try my best not to because Will isn't watching it still. But what I will say is I was so disappointed in the ending.
Yeah. So this is something I've known even before I started watching. Yeah. And I think in my head, if it goes ways that I'm thinking it might, I don't know if I'm going to love it.
I don't even know how to say this, but it's just like, okay, I'm trying not to give too much away even for you guys at home because I don't want to give this away. But I feel like, right, I was expecting, because of the genre I like, for it to go better than what they got.
Yeah.
I'm not giving too much away, am I?
I don't think so.
I feel like that it could have been better. Like, I feel like I was so ready for, I can't say much at all. Okay. I was so ready for it to just be so much, like...
This one's full of twists
happier?
And turns.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say happier. Yeah. I'm expecting it to be happier. I had a different outcome in mind for this, so this is where I was disappointed.
Yes. So for anyone that hasn't seen, this drama is about the difference between South Korea and North Korea.
Mm.
And there's a love interest between
the
people from each country.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see how that could be quite...
conflicting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's they've done well. I'll give them
really
that
well.
For how they've executed it. They've done well, but still just not my ending that I would have put on that.
Yeah.
I'm not a producer of any kind, but I definitely would have not ended it that way at all.
Mm.
Not for the viewers at home anyway.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, talking of endings, and Will shames me for it. Actually, Will can tell you more.
So this is crazy. I think this is crazy.
It's not crazy.
Ursula will Google the ending. Not even like partway through. You want to know before you start watching. Is it worth watching?
Okay. All right. Okay, so those at home, all right, let's just see how much they're going to judge us on this.
Yeah.
For starters, okay.
I think this is a hot take, but
okay.
I don't know.
So your views on, like, Googling the ending, you explain it and I'll explain why. Okay, so you explain why I think...
So to me, it's just spoiled. What's the point in watching? You know, what's going to happen? I'm not here for the story. I'm here for the result.
Okay. So then my view on that, right, is like, let's take it down, like, break this down to Ursula's mind. Probably not the greatest mind, but let's go through it anyway. My view on that is that if I'm watching something, and let's be honest, like, most K-dramas are about an hour long, sometimes longer.
Yeah.
On top of that, they're only one season, but there's 16 episodes. That's 16 hours on average of watching that show. Quick math, kind of. I'm smart. Mm. Quick math. But in saying that, I don't want to waste 16 hours of my life for it to be a disappointing ending. And
lucky it is only 16.
But in saying that, especially if it's even longer.
Yeah.
Especially if it's even longer.
Yeah.
I can't commit to something if I'm going to be disappointed like that. Like, I want to know my end result's going to be what I want.
I see. You're saving your investment.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm investing my time.
Mm.
Has that paid off, Googling the ending every time? If you found out how many K-dramas I had watched in the last year, then that alone, then you would say probably not.
Yeah.
Probably am not saving myself much time at all. But anyway, I've given that many a go anyway, but I'm still not going to stop. No one's going to change my mind on that because I just need the validation that it's going to be okay.
I see.
They're not going to end up together, if someone's going to pass away, if someone's going to be like out of it and I want them to be in it, if it's not going to go the way I want, I get so angry. I'm like, no, I'm not wasting any more time on this.
Do you want a closed ending?
I need a closed ending. In fact, I even love a little bit of a future on the ending. I hate when it's left to interpretation.
Yes.
Like, I want to see marriage, kids, everything, like, whatever. That's
me
my
too.
Idea of a happy
I don't
ending.
Like the open ending. Like, you decide how they live their life. I want to know they grow old together, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Or if they come apart and then they get right back together at the end and then, like, they don't tell you if they're going to be boyfriend or girlfriend again, though.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you, like, what they're going to do from there. It's just up to your interpretation. No.
Exactly.
I have to have enough of imagination at my own job. I'm not bringing it into my house. No.
Exactly.
No.
You want this to be entertainment. You want to finish the last episode with a big smile and move on.
So you, okay, now have been judging me for Googling the ending, but look at you agreeing.
I do agree.
Okay.
But then it's not the same journey to get there.
No, it's the same. I don't half-heartedly watch my shows.
You don't. Neither do I.
I don't. Okay, so let's talk about our next show now. Let's just talk about, so this was my introduction, which I brought up last time. So my introduction to K-dramas and my first one ever was last year in January, and I don't know the date, but I know it was the start of January because I took the time off.
Yes.
And
it
was time well spent. I watched Queen of Tears, and that is just like the most epic K-drama, I think.
Yeah. I think we can say now this is our favourite.
It's our favourite, yeah. It's definitely one of our tops, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't seen enough, but
it's
definitely one of my tops. Like, it would be in my top 10.
This is when I started even rewatching a little bit. Just a little bit. I wasn't going to rewatch the whole thing yet, but, like, I think when I finished it, I wanted to revisit the first episode. So when you start rewatching, you know it's good.
I just wish that I had the same illness that she had in that show so that I could forget I watched it and watched it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing. I would absolutely love that. But
it shows how good it is.
It does actually show how good it is. And so I think...
Do you have a favourite thing about it?
Yeah, his name is... No, I'm just kidding. I mean, like, he was, though. Like, let's be honest, he is... well, attractive. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but he's a good actor. And I think his character in general was just such a fun character to be part of that show. Like,
yeah, it
was. I mean, a generic overview for those who haven't seen the show or those who want to watch the show. I mean, I think everyone should watch it. I love it. But
Even as a first,
it was amazing. So it is like an overview. It's about like a very rich, powerful family in Korea. And this guy's come from like a farm and a very low family. And he's kind of married into this rich family. It's basically his struggles with the rich family, I feel like. That's without giving away too much, right?
No, it's not.
I think that's good, eh?
Yeah.
And I think like it's got its ups and downs. Like it's a ride, that one, isn't it?
It is.
Like it's actually an emotional journey that you put through.
It really is. And the chemistry like holds it all together between the two leads and their characters. He's quite lighthearted, open. She's very the opposite.
Stone cold. Boss lady, like love.
Yeah.
Like I said last time, love me a good girl boss. And she was. Like she was just power, screamed power and money, and I just loved it.
And I don't know if we want to give it away, but the plot twist at the end of the first episode.
Oh.
It's so worth watching.
Wait. The plot twist at the first okay.
It's
I'm
not so much a plot twist, but it's the reveal of, an important detail.
Yes. But then even the ending.
Yeah. This one ends nicely.
I know. I feel like everyone at home is like, oh, you guys are just saying things like, oh, it's so great and all that stuff. But like, you know what? We're just trying not to spoil this for anyone that wants to watch it. Look, I'll tell you what. I just feel like if you're feeling like that, you should watch it.
Yeah.
You should watch Queen of Tears. If you are old enough and you meet the age requirements and stuff on Netflix or whatever it's on, definitely watch it.
Definitely. Huge recommendation there.
I think, the third one. Oh, I love this one. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Introduce us, Will.
So this is not my favorite, but I think I know why, and I'll explain that at some point. But Business Proposal.
Oh, I'm in love.
This one's good. I can say it's good.
And the male lead in this is actually in the new TV show that I want to watch on Netflix.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called though. It's something about something about singing, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you liked the casting in this one?
I loved it.
You did. I know you did.
I did.
I think it's all right. It's not the casting that's my issue. It's this whole K-drama is very cliche.
As in?
It plays on all the K-drama tropes. There's lots of cheesy moments. It's very lighthearted sometimes.
You think it's lighthearted? Yeah, I think that's why I like it.
So you like... Okay,
I like happy and I like guaranteed kind of...
It's pretty happy.
...love and kind of like that generic girl stuff because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Not that anyone can't be into it, but just I'm stereotypical, like very into the love and the romance and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your lane.
That's me.
This one does it well. It does that well. I think a lot of this one is... It's quite unrealistic. So the whole plot is it's a business proposal. These two are employees. He's much higher. He's the CEO, I think, of the company.
Mm.
And it's a fake relationship because of certain reasons. And it's pretty much a proposal to date because they're both in scenarios where they need to do that. They don't actually like each other at the start.
But they do, and it's like the whole cute part. It's like, is it kind of contract love, if you call it that?
It is
and
like
then,
that.
Like, they fall in love
They're
for real.
They're forced to be together. They find something. Cliche.
I'm here for a cliche. I don't hate a cliche. There's nothing wrong with that.
Done well? Yeah. That's why I think they do it the best they can.
It's just
not my favourite. It doesn't come...
No.
In the same rank as Queen of Tears for me.
No, of course it doesn't.
Mm.
Of course it doesn't. I mean, like, I'll give you that, right?
Yeah.
That's kudos. I agree. All right? But I still don't think that you should hate on it as much as you have. I think you need to acknowledge it for what it is with the comedic, romantic cliche it is. Because it's what it's meant to be. It's not meant to be serious. It's not meant to be...
They're not trying to avoid the cliche. They're playing into it.
That's true.
I guess.
Kind of.
I need to appreciate that more.
I think you need to appreciate that more. I mean, it reminded me, and like, I'm not saying it's exactly like, but like, an early 2000s, like, American kind of boy meets girl moment kind of thing. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah. Cliche, parents don't approve.
Yeah, like, yeah.
All of that.
It's all of that going for it, and I think that's why I love it.
I wouldn't say it's entirely predictable the whole way through, though.
No, it's not.
There's lots of storylines. So it's not just one big cliche.
Yeah.
But not my favourite.
All right, next one is a complete opposite of this airy-fairy, lovely, romantic genre of a K-drama, Squid
the
Game.
The classic K-drama, you know?
Yeah.
No one thinks of K-drama. Oh, Squid Game.
Yeah, so me and Lil looked this up, and we were just double-checking. It definitely classed as K-drama.
Yeah, it's dramatic.
So, yeah.
It's Korean.
It is Korean. Well done.
So the reason this one is even here and worth talking about is the one that got me into K-drama.
To be fair, internationally, I think everyone watched Squid Game. I think this was a big one for everyone.
I think so too.
I think there's not many people who haven't seen it.
Yeah.
At least not many people who wouldn't know, like,
about it.
The colours, even alone, the colours, the outfits, the symbols. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, that's Squid Game. It had massive brand for itself just because of how good it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was that good.
I know you enjoyed it.
I love Squid Game.
Okay, so, now Will.
Yes.
Saddest member or character to leave the show.
Oh, okay, I think I know. I cried in this episode.
Oh, okay, wow.
Do you remember in the first season, I'm assuming listeners have pretty much watched it at this point.
Yeah, and if you haven't, feel free to turn us off for the next 3-ish minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But fast forward us 3 minutes.
Do you remember the two women? We had a lead and she had a friend. And they were all forced to play in pairs. It was like a dice thing.
Oh,
do you remember?
Was it Knuckles?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I found this whole episode so extremely sad.
That was actually brutal. I completely forgot about that. How did I forget that?
You're blocking
brutal.
It from your memory because it's that traumatic.
Yeah, it was traumatic. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was.
That was my saddest moment.
Oh, okay. See, mine's different.
Yep.
Mine was in
more towards the end.
Yeah, in the new season, and they were very open about it in the show about how it was a male turning into a female.
Yes,
you remember the character?
I do.
I cannot remember the name.
Other dramas.
He was in Queen of Tears.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in Queen of Tears, and he did such an amazing job of that role as well.
He did.
And I just think he's such an amazing actor in general.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's just so talented. To be able to even play this type of character and everything and pull it off as well as I think he thought he pulled it off anyway.
I must say, there's very different characters we've seen him in.
Yeah, I think he's very diverse.
Well, I've seen him in one other K-drama, actually.
Oh, come on, is this one I haven't seen?
Oh, you're going to have to watch it.
Oh, which one?
It's called The Glory.
Is it depressing? Is it sad? No. Starters. What have I just said?
That's why I love
it. I'm like sunshine and butterflies and rainbows and hearts and love hearts everywhere. You are just like, no, everything that's not that.
Maybe don't watch this one.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle it.
But I think you should.
Because I love it and
I want to talk
like.
About it.
You can think it all you like. I'm never going to stop you from thinking, Will.
Wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, maybe. All right.
So what was it, your saddest moment? Saddest character to
When they left.
So this
I was so sad.
Can you remind me? Oh, I remember.
Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it for those who haven't seen it. Although, let's be honest, most of you should have seen it.
Yeah.
But
was this hide and seek?
It was like hide and seek. Yeah.
It was like that.
It had all the doors and stuff that you had to lead down to different stairwells and rooms, and they had to get
that
the
episode was amazing. It was so well done.
It was, again. I mean, I think it was like flawless the way they did the whole show, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did well.
I think so too.
But let's talk about, games. Favourite games from that show that you've played.
Okay, so what have I played? I have done the little cookie challenge.
Yeah.
You know the one with the needle?
Oh, what's it called? It's a
Dogona? Dogona?
I think you're right. I think it is something like that.
Something like that.
Don't judge too hard at home for our pronunciation.
Yeah. I'm guessing that translates to sugar cookie or something like that.
It has to be something along the lines of this.
But I have tried that one. I made it homemade. This was like way in the COVID times.
And your cooking worked out?
So it didn't work.
Okay, there we go.
But it's a fun. I think that was really fun. It kind of worked. I got to try. I didn't pass. I wouldn't have made it. So
yeah, you would have been eliminated.
Yeah. But my favorite game is still the very first one.
Which is, are you talking about the one?
Red light, green light.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think that's so fun for the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic.
If I was going to talk favourite game for myself.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure myself.
Yeah.
To be honest.
They're all pretty hard.
I think they're all really, like, even as a kid, I probably would have struggled. But maybe I wasn't the brightest kid. I'm just kidding. But, like, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, Red Light, Green Light was one we played as a classroom in school, and it was really common growing up.
We did
up.
Play that
yeah,
in school.
It happened a lot.
And it was fun. I remember the thrill of that, but the consequences weren't quite as high, but...
No. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you, New Zealand education system. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, not that it happens at all, but it's just, you know, yeah.
Yes, that was fun.
It was
as
more
a
you
child.
Were out.
Yeah.
And sat on a bench.
Yeah, and that was a big consequence as a child.
I mean, it sucked.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be the guy sitting on the bench.
Exactly.
And the last section of today that we were going to talk about and cover.
Yeah.
What Will perceives as my problem, I think, is actually not a problem. I just think I'm an enthusiastic hobby. It's an enthusiastic hobby that I have obtained.
So you take every spare second of your day.
Okay.
Unemployed or employed, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You're watching K-drama.
No, actually, no. And as we've established, a little side note, I have a Google Calendar to keep up with my social life.
You do, you do.
I don't think I'm that bad. I still go out and do things. I'm still participating
I'm
things.
Just not as organized as you. This could never work for me.
And that's why we're the perfect pair. I organize everything.
Exactly.
Will comes along for the ride and smiles.
Yeah.
It's like if we went on holiday. Or Ursula will arrange everything. And Will would just show up and pay.
That's like my dream.
Yeah.
All done for me?
I mean, I love organising, but to what extent, I don't know. We'll find out when we go to Korea together.
Well, I mean, I guess we can see this organisation does lead to some benefits, like being able to fit in 35 K-dramas in just over a year.
Okay. So, again, that's not bad.
And, it's a lot.
Okay, it's a lot. I mean... this just makes it worse for myself. That was only Netflix.
Yeah.
That's not even including Rakuten Viki and Prime Video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we worked together and I watched you playing these dramas on your breaks.
Okay, because I didn't feel the need to socialise with anyone that was in the room with me at the time.
See what I mean? There's a spare second.
Look, okay, to be fair, at
I'll
the
credit
time,
you for efficiency.
Thank you. I credit myself for that. I think I did well, you know. I got everything I needed to done when I needed to. But yeah, I think my list isn't that bad, and that's when we're going to bring it back to you listeners at home. I mean, we haven't got an email or anything for you set up so you guys to contact us, but just you guys can think about it. Is it that bad that I've probably watched more than 45 K-dramas alone? I'm not even including all the Chinese dramas I watch and the American dramas and everything else and the every other country drama I watch
and
on top of that.
They're not all 12, 16 episodes.
No, the biggest one I watched was 56. Yeah.
It would take me months and months.
I think I got it done in like a month or two.
See?
That was impressive, actually. I'll tell you what, I give that one to myself. That was bad.
You would win a K-drama watching marathon.
I wish that was a thing, and if anyone knows of that, I want to know about it because I will genuinely probably win it.
There's an award out there.
There's an award out there waiting for me. Finally going to win something in my life. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like a serial K-drama watcher.
Yeah. I think I'm a casual watcher.
Okay, so then let's compare Will's list. Will's list in the last year.
Six.
It's so embarrassing.
Okay.
That's so
I can't say I'm like some expert. I'm a casual watcher.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but I definitely watched enough to, you know,
yeah,
have a decent idea of what I watched. And to be honest, I mean, as much as Will is saying right now, like as much as I've been saying this episode, is that I don't like the dark ones. I do watch them, though.
Yeah, you must have seen a variation at this point.
I've seen so many different, from fantasy to love to kind of horror.
If you just watch this one, I think it's 12 episodes, you'll knock it out in a week.
I mean, recently just got a new job, for those at home. I'm struggling to find time to watch K-dramas these days.
I don't think you'll have a problem.
I think if I just, can't sleep, which I've already started trying to do. I wake up earlier to watch it before work. But, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, me and Will have been droning on for almost 25 minutes now.
Yeah.
But thanks, guys, for watching our episode again. And we're just going to wrap up here. But what we will talk about next time, Will, do you want to introduce what we're talking about next time?
I think so. Today we did a big dive into K-drama. We're going to do K-pop next time.
Mm.
It's another big part of our Korean entertainment infatuation.
Until next time.
Until next time, guys. You can catch more episodes of K-Talk on your favourite podcast platforms.
Whether you're deep into K-pop, K-dramas, food, or just curious about the Korean culture, we're all figuring out as we go.
Stay curious, stay open, and don't take it too seriously.
We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.